from here, no lands are owned. $13,000 and holding, swallowed in the purring of her engines, tracking the beacon here. Is there a signal there? My way out of this hunting ground.
And you're back. Welcome to the flow. We're talking this morning about women and pay. We owe a clear debt of gratitude to Lilly Ledbetter for standing up and fighting for what's right. We honor her with a promise that we will keep fighting until all the sisters of America enjoy pay equity with their brothers. Union members understand this better than anybody. The suggestion has been made that women need to do something for themselves as far as getting equal pay, and one of the suggestions is to join a union. Union women earn about 91 cents on the dollar for that every man makes, and they continue to close the gap. It shrinks about 2.8% from 2013 until 2014. Those all sound like good stats. However, we still need to keep fighting to make sure that the laws change and that Congress recognizes that the 51%, which is what women make of this population, need to get paid for the work that we do, and equally to men. Women in Pay is going to be part of a three-part series. We're going to be talking about women in pay for the next three sessions, just to get a handle on what's going on out there. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about the purple purse. We'll be right back.
But I can't seem to find my way out, my way out. I can't see New York as I'm circling down the white cloud. I'm falling out, and I know your lips are warm, but I can't seem to find my way out of your hunting ground. You
You're listening to Penguin Radio at Dominican.edu. Welcome back. You're listening to The Flow, and I'm your host, DJ H2O, and we're talking about the Purple Purse. The Purple Purse is a project that was founded by the Allstate Insurance Corporation. Since 2005, they've worked to build financial empowerment for domestic violence survivors and to help them get free from the abusive relationships that they're in. Allstate saw that there was a significant disadvantage for those women who had been in abusive relationships as far as their finances were concerned. And they also wanted to partner with various agencies to help this situation. Two-thirds of Americans believe that domestic violence is a serious problem, yet there's only 1 in 3 that have ever talked about it. The Allstate Foundation Purple Purse is making it fashionable to talk about domestic violence and the financial abuse that traps women in these abusive relationships. The program ignites fundraising for 140 national and state local domestic violence organizations. They fundraise, and the fundraising will provide life-changing financial empowerment services to help the domestic violence survivors build safer lives for themselves and for their families. Allstate Foundation Purple Purse aims to break the cycle of violence in our nation, one family at a time. Kerry Washington has been chosen to be the spokesperson for this campaign, which launched in 2005. She is the 2014-15 spokeswoman. Domestic violence and it's the financial abuse as well as the physical abuse is something that Allstate feels that we should give some time and attention to. The Allstate Foundation is taking some action. They're partnering with many agencies around the Bay Area and all over the state to provide financial assistance to these women of domestic abuse.
About your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die, or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul to dig the hole much deeper. And I have no concept of time or lane, it's just I am. If only I could kill the killer. All I really want is some peace, ma'am. A place to find a common ground. All I really want is a wavelength.
This is radiodominican.edu, and you're listening to The Flow, and I'm your hostess with the mostest, DJ H2O. March is National Women's History Month. The 2015 theme for the National Women's History Project is celebrating their 35th anniversary, and they've chosen 9 different women heroines who have contributed in special ways to writing women's history back into history. Together, the 2015 heroines have written and co-authored or edited more than 60 books. One of the honorees is Delilah L. Beasley, 1867 to 1934. She was a historian and a newspaper columnist. At her memorial service, which was a testament to her long life and crusade for justice, all attending stood and made the following pledge: every life casts its shadow. My life plus others make power to move the world. I therefore pledge my life to the living work of the Brotherhood and the material understanding between the races. Delilah Beasley was the first African-American woman to be regularly published in a major metropolitan newspaper and the first author to the present history of the African-Americans in the early in California in the early years. The National History Museum is honoring 8 other women who have contributed to the preservation of women's history. You can go to their website. They've got many events planned all over the nation. And we'll be right back.
Hoy de tu día hasta aquí, se quiebra al oír a este loco que se muere de amor. Ay, si volvieras a mí, encendería el sol mil primaveras. Si regresaras por mí, sería un milagro cada beso que me dieras. Pero hoy te vas y no hay vuelta atrás. De un huracán, fuego y furia de un volcán que no sé apagar. Como olvido que fui esclavo de ti, ya no puedo más. Ay, si volvieras a mi vida, si volvieras, si regresaras. Sería feliz otra vez, pero hoy te vas y no hay vuelta
seen for a while. She used to occupy this cold heart. She paid her rent with a smile. We would talk all night. I always wondered why she left. Oh, you,
it was.
Forgot to say it was you. Knowing me, I know it's true. Heard you living down on Jacob Street. Such a lonely street. It's not the storybook life you wanted. She don't really want things that she's never had. She has a lucky star somewhere. Oh, you,
it was you.
I forgot to say it was you. Knowing me, I know it's true. Oh, you, it was you. Knowing me, I know it's true. She said, I wanna be happy. We all get down sometimes. We can talk about it. Perfect world where were you and I. Fine. can feel the tears she's had in. We were talking all night. She had more in mind. I'm trying, I wanna know, do I still have time on you?
It was you.
I forgot to say it was you. Knowing me, I know it's true. Oh, you.
It was you.
I forgot.
every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. No matter what they say, words can't bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way. Yes, words can't bring me down. No, no. So don't you bring me down.
Love you for free.
For free.
Oh, love you. You see, I love you for myself and everything I need. Everything I need. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Ever since I started holding your hand, I never seen such a smiling man. Yeah. You made me happy, baby. Almost out that door. When I see you, I want to love you more and more.
Seduce me, just saying.
She likes the boys in the band. She knows when they come to town. Every musician's fan after the curtain comes down. She waits at backstage doors for those who have prestige, who promise fortune and fame, a life that's so carefree. She's saying that's okay. Hey baby, do what you want. I'll be your night loving thing. I'll be the freak you can talk. I don't care what you say. I wanna go too far. I'll be your everything. If you make me your star. Dirty Diana.
You're listening to DominicanRadio.edu. You're listening to The Flow with your host, DJ H2O. Some world news about women. 100 women in India this Sunday in New Delhi decided to do a bike-a-thon, which is odd for India, but it was an opportunity for them to put girls in public. The sponsor said that girls aren't allowed out in public places, and the organizers felt that it was important to work on the gender biases in India, citing that it wasn't until 1994 that they outlawed sex selection as abortion for women in India. The cyclists rode for about 50 miles. The ride started in New Delhi in India, which has been dubbed the rape capital of India. The organizers stated that they felt that attention needed to be brought to the plight of young women in India. And they're hoping that this event would get the word out. Our next story, Teen Voices. Teen Voices is a global girls news group which is sponsored by Women's E-News. They are journalists who publish personal pieces, first-person essays, and they provide mentoring and professional expertise for teens from around the world, girls who are interested in media. Check them out. And our final story for the day is on 1 Billion Rising. 1 Billion Rising is a campaign that supports women across the world. 1 in 3 women across the planet will have been beaten or raped during her lifetime. 1 Billion Rising, women and girls, are from 100,000 countries across the world, local communities, to find ways to express their feelings against the violence against women. 1 Billion Rising has events all over the world. They've got Bay Area and local events. Check them out. We'll be right back.
Wait up, give me one more chance to make up. I just need one last dance. So wait up, wait up. Give me one more chance. Just one song and I'll move on. Give me one last dance. I just need one last dance with you.
Some people, if they remember, girl, they forgot. The brown eyes, a cotton, red dress, have you seen her? I think she's much leaner. I guess she is missing, it's true.
She has gone out there somewhere, disappeared into thin air. I'd just like to find her, I'd like to remind her. She is missing, it's true. I've been asking around, and what I have found, she moved on farther this time. I've been checking it out, there ain't no doubt, that woman used to be mine. She is a missing person, she's hiding. Is a missing person. She's so much lighter without me. She is a missing person. She's got a new rider. She's so much tighter. Missing person. She's hiding away from me.
She up and she left. Now she's gone. She didn't even give me a clue. Didn't write me no notes, send me no letters. It's true, she is a missing person.
Where are you? Welcome back. You listen to DominicanRadio.edu, and you're here with The Flow. And this is DJ H2O, feeling a little stressed, wondering if you are too. Let's take a 2-minute meditation. It's something that you can do easily, sitting at your desk, definitely not driving. Find a place that you can just take a chill for a minute. Find a comfortable spot. Get into a comfortable position. If you're in your chair, sit back, feet firmly planted on the ground. Focus on your breath. As you breathe in, follow your breath through your nostrils, then into your throat, then into your lungs, and down into your belly. Sit straight. You can keep your eyes open, but looking at the ground or at the wall, keep your focus soft. If you want to close your eyes, that's fine. As you breathe out, Follow your breath. Follow it out. And follow it back into the world. If it helps, you can count. One breath in, two breaths out. One breath in, two breaths out. Try it, this pattern, for about 10 times. If you lose track, start over. If you feel your mind wandering, and it will, just pay attention to your mind wandering and then gently bring it back to your breath. And repeat this process for about 2 minutes. You won't be very good at it at first, but you will get better with practice. As you feel your body relaxing, be conscious of how that feels. Enjoy and sink down into that rest, into that moment of quiet. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale out slowly. Repeat. Breath in. Exhale slowly. Last time. Breath in. Exhale slowly. Now open your eyes. Notice your surroundings. Notice how relaxed you feel. And try to maintain that feeling. Try practicing this 2-minute exercise daily. If you do it for a month, you'll have a daily meditation habit. And that's our show for today. And as always, in parting, we wish you peace, love, and encourage you to go with your flow. This is DJ H2O. See you next time. Shake a troublemaker. She is a-